adara,
eva,
lobo,
dharma,
stano,
dharma,
pato,
sya,
pristam,
kas,
tasya,
medram,
vishano,
cha,
mitro,
kuksi,
samudra,
girayo,
asti,
sangha.
Vidotarostodara eva lobo,
dharmakstano
dharmapatosya
pristam,
kastasya medram
vishano
cha mitro,
kuksi
samudra
girayosti
sangaha,
vidotarosto
dara eva
lobo,
dharmakstano
dharmapatosya
pristam,
kastasya
medram
vishano cha mitro,
kukshi
samudra
girayo
sti sangaha, kastasya medam vishano cha mitro, dragirayo samsanga,
Vrida. Modesty. Uttara. Upper. Oshta. Lip. Adara. Chin. Ava. Certainly. Loba. Hankering. Dharma. Religion. Stana. Breasts. Adharma. Irreligion. Patta. Way. Atsya. His. Prishtam. Back. Ka. Brahma. Tasya. His. Medram. Genitals. Vishano. Testicles. Cha. Also. Mitro. The Mitra Varunas. Kukshi. Waste. Samudraha. The oceans. Giraya. The hills. Asti. Bones. Sangaha. Stack. Report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada said the purports here is personal ecstasies. It's the most valuable part of this. Modesty is the upper portion of his lips. Hankering is his chin. Religion is the breast of the Lord. And irreligion is the back. Brahmaji, who generates all living beings in the material world, is his genitals. And the Mitra Varunas are the two testicles. The ocean is his waist, and the hills and mountains are the stacks of his bones. Purport. The Supreme Lord is not impersonal, as misconceived by less intelligent persons, thinkers. Rather, he is the Supreme Person, as confirmed in the authentic Vedic literatures. But his personality is different from that that we can conceive. It is stated here that Brahmaji acts as his genitals and that the Mitra Varunas are the testicles. This means that as a person, he is complete with all bodily organs and they are of different types with different potencies. When the Lord is described as impersonal, therefore, it should be understood that his personality is not exactly the type of personality found within our imperfect speculation. One can, however, worship the Lord even after seeing the hills and mountains or the ocean and the sky as different parts and parcels of the gigantic body of the Lord. The Virat Purusha. Virat Purusha. As exhibited by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, is a challenge to the unbelievers. Om Agyana Timirandasya Anangana Shalakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Padati Swa Padantikam. You know it. Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjajatam Sahagana Raghana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Prijana Saita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Oravani Pacharini Nirvise Paschacha Disatarini.
Jaya. So thank you. So I was mentioning the other day this description of the universal form is so that we can understand that the Supreme Lord is a person. Many people have trouble with that because that person would be so much greater than them and they can't tolerate the idea. Or it's just beyond their conception, you know. So the things they say are, you know, to any simple child, they sound very stupid. Like one guy I met, like now that many scientists have concluded that, what do they call it? The intelligent design, right? You know, something like God maybe. Something like God maybe. Not artificial intelligence. That the universe is designed, it can't be by accident, the way things are designed. Like even the cell, when they can see it, it's so complicated, and there's so many parts to it, and if any one part's not there, it won't work. Just like any machine. We had it happens everywhere, but in Indonesia, the devotees are always complaining about the books. They're too expensive. Because they don't know the price of the Karmi books. Like they were complaining our Bhagavad Gita, very high class, with lots of pictures and hardcover. And in their money it was, I don't know, $180,000 or something, you know, $10 and $5. And they're complaining. I went in the bookshop, the Harry Potter book, which was lousy paper, no pictures, soft cover, $350,000. And they're saying the books, the BBT is cheating, the books are too expensive. And then one time, printers screw up sometimes, so some pages are upside down. So they're blaming the devotees in the BBT, the printer did it. And then Brahma Muhurta Prabhu is in Germany, and they're printing for the marathon book, many, many languages, and millions of books. You know? And they got them all shipped out, and they got so many calls back that it's all upside down, totally screwed up, you know. And they have this machine. Germans made this printing machine. It's, I don't know, like, long, and it only takes two operators. They put the DVD in, and one person loads paper at one end and unloads the books at the other end, all wrapped up and palleted and everything. But it screwed up, and they couldn't believe it. They went, one little pin somewhere broke, you know, along the way, so the whole everything came out wrong. You know? So it's designed. You can't, everything has to be there. The universe. I met one so-called scientist and he was saying like that. And I said, what about your wristwatch? If I said that this just, you know, a Mercedes smashed into a truck and, you know, a whole bunch of wristwatches came out. That's ridiculous. This required so much engineering and so much. I said, well, what about the universe? The wristwatch is only keeping track of the movement of the stars. That's different. That happened by chance. If it's by chance, why can we look on our calendar and find out when the sun will rise 10 years from now? Anywhere in the world and it'll be right, right? You can check if you have the Veda, the Gita, whatever, you know, sunrise today or tomorrow, and you go out, it'll be right on time. So it's not by chance. So anyway, God is a person, so this is meant that when we see the mountains and when we see the, you know, we think of the bones of the Lord, it's actually helpful, you know. Instead of just going, ooh, the mountain, you know, to to understand that. So that's the idea of this. It's not a real form of the Lord, it's the whole universe. It's not in the Goloka that there's this form. You know, he has no bones and no veins and no, you know, but it's a, the inside and outside's all the same for everyone. But today, as I just mentioned a few people, it's a disappearance day of Raghunandana Thakur, who's an interesting personality, and Lord Chaitanya's associates, and Vamsidas Babaji, who was at the time of Bhaktisiddhanta and was a really eccentric Babaji and genuine. He was so, Bhaktisiddhanta would send his disciples to get his remnants and bring them back to the mutt and distribute. He was so exalted. But he was a real madman. And we'll talk later. Raghunandana first. Raghunandana was the son of Mukunda, who was associate, and I think his uncle was Narhari Sakar, who was, I think, the guru of Srinivasacharya and an author, very important. So Lord Chaitanya, he came to all three of them. Mukunda was the royal physician, told him, you should make money. Raghunanda should worship the deity. And Narhari should travel and preach. Everybody different assignments, but they're all for the same purpose. Prabhupada did like that also. The guru has to do that. No, we're not all the same. Like the early days in Vrindavan, when Lokanath Swami was new sannyasi, Prabhupada was talking to him very strongly, you have to travel and preach. You can't stay in Vrindavan. And the temple president was also a sannyasi. And he, after that, he said, well, what about me? I'm a sannyasi. But you have to stay here. Your duty. Anyway, Raghunandana, Lord Chaitanya, then he asked Mukunda, Raghunanda is your son, right? Or are you the son and he's the father? Please help me understand. And Mukunda said, yes, Raghunandana is the father and I'm the son. Because he has taught all of us to how to worship Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya said, that's right. Whoever inspires you to worship Krishna, that's the guru. So the story is Raghunandan was a child, young child, and his father had a deity, you know, and they were offering everything. So he had to go somewhere. And he was a great devotee. That's the story, that he was attending to the king and up on a platform. And somebody was fanning a king with a peacock fan, and he got in ecstasy and fell off and smashed on the ground. The king was worried, you know, but he didn't get hurt. And somehow even the king understood this as some kind of spiritual. He just seen the peacock fan, he thought of Krishna, and he just fell over it. I'm not an ordinary devotee. So he told Raghunandana that you make the offering for the noontime. So he did what, you know, he did everything and he said whatever the prayers, and he went out. Then he went back in to get the plates, and everything was on the plate. So we thought that Krishna didn't eat it. He thought he did something wrong. So he was, please eat it, please eat it, please eat it. He was crying, you know, please, you know. So Krishna actually ate it. So the father came home and said, he said, yes, and did you make the offering? Yes. So bring me the prasad. He said, there isn't any. Krishna ate everything. So the father was confused because he knew this boy was not naughty or anything. He was, so he didn't really understand. So another time he again left him, but that time he was hiding somewhere behind the altar. So when he came in to started, you know, he looked and he saw Krishna actually eating from his hand. And then when Krishna saw him, he stopped. So he got famous for that. So that's why Lord Chaitanya said, you stay and worship the deities. And then Ram Das Abhiram, who you might have heard of, he was actually Sridham from Krishna. And he'd come and he heard about Raghunandan, so he went to meet him. And they were dancing in ecstasy so intensely that Raghunandan's ankle bells flew off and went 2 miles away. So it's still a famous place of pilgrimage where they danced. So there are, you know, such amazing devotees. We have many amazing devotees in the movement now, and we probably don't recognize all of them, but they don't want to show off. But many, many great devotees have come to help Prabhupada spread this movement. Like, I was looking at Haridas Thakur's art yesterday and saying, you know, Prabhupada said, I didn't do anything. He said, I wanted artists. Krishna sent so many artists. I wanted paintings. Actually, so many artists joined. Prabhupada was thinking he might have to bring some mridanga players from India, but so many musicians joined. And they could just pick it up, like, really fast. At first they didn't know the talas, but they played the drum, you know, and they chanted and attracted thousands of people. Prabhupada loved it. He never complained. So all these characters are there. So Raghunandan is noted for that, and his whole family. Then this Vamsi Das, he had some background, I don't remember the details, you know, where he was born and how he somehow ended up in Navadvip as a Babaji. He was very wild looking. He only wore like copan or something, almost nothing, no matter what the weather was. And he didn't talk very much. He just talked to, he had some deities. He had a kind of a big garnitai, and he had Radha and Krishna, and he just carried them around, you know, and talked to them all the time. And in his village language. Sometimes he wouldn't offer them anything, so he would offer them late at night. He would offer raw eggplant, you know, all kinds of things that are not normal. He had a tent or a hut. He never locked it. He said, if Gornatai, they can't protect their house, and what can I do? One time somebody stole some of the cooking pots. So he didn't offer anything to, I think, Nitai. He said, if he can't keep track of his pots, what can I do? And he would move around a lot, but he always had the deities with him. He said, if he got, like he got a cold, a flu or something, he would eat yogurt, you know, which is exactly opposite of what you're supposed to do. People said they saw, you know, they never saw him take a bath or even pass, you know, a stool or urine, but he was always clean, you know, never appeared to be dirty or smelly or anything. Sometimes he wouldn't eat for long time, so he wouldn't offer the deities anything either. Nothing that we should try to imitate. We have to worship in the Pancharatriki, you know, follow the timings and the rules and regulations, and, you know, because we're not on that level. But he definitely was. We have a few pictures of him, you know, just wild hair, but a bright face, you know, really. And like I said, Bhaktisiddhanta would send his disciples to get the remnants and bring them back to the mutt. But there was one incident where somebody had criticized him or something, and he said, "You're not qualified to eat his remnants." So, of course, there are so many of these imitation Babaji's, and they have private life, which is not at all, you know, mentionable. But he was not like that. He was completely transparent. But we don't read about him preaching, you know, just actually preaching. His life was his preaching. And he was totally dependent on Krishna. He was not at all influenced by the climate, the weather, the cold or hot. Didn't change anything. Didn't affect him. So, you know, we can't imitate that. You know, just almost going naked all the time. But he had a few books. He carried that Prarthana, Vinartam's book. And he had one other book, two books of Narottam. And someone was asking him one time, you know, tried to ask him questions. He said, "You go to and get these two books, that's all. You read these books." And so he could read, he wasn't illiterate, but that was his, you know, his education. And just, and of course Narottam does songs. Prarthana is where we get the Shri Guru Charana Padma. There are many prayers there. And his prayers are also non-different than the Vedic literature. Absolutely perfect. So we have this history. And it's good to meditate on these great personalities and their life. One way is to let us understand, you know, what our position is. It's very easy to become proud. You don't have, you know, in Kali Yuga, we don't have to accomplish very much to think I'm something wonderful, you know. I picked up my japa bag today. What a good boy am I, right? I'm so wonderful. I went to Mangalarti. I took a cold shower. Then you think, like, millions of people took cold showers. So many devotees, old people, sick people, you know, little children, you know. So many people are chanting much more rounds. So many people are doing so much, you know. But we can forget and think I'm very special. Bhaktisiddhanta said that someone who praises me is my enemy and who criticizes me is my friend. And some devotees take that I should criticize everyone. That way I'll be the benefactor of everyone. That's not right. We should praise devotees. Lord Chaitanya was praising this family, Mukunda and Raghunandana and Narahari. And many instances, Lord Chaitanya, he loved to glorify devotees. He loved to talk about the good qualities of the devotees. So we should learn from him and not only glorify these historical figures, but also all devotees. We have to look for the good because there's so much good. Here, nobody, I was just in Africa where everybody has a Christian background. I hear Radhana Swami sometimes also saying things from the Bible. So there's one place that says, "Search and you will find, ask and you will receive." And, Search and you will find, ask and you, knock on the door and the door will open. So you have to be careful what you look for. If we're looking for trouble, if we're looking for fault, then we'll find it. And we'll become expert to see only fault, even when there's no fault. The best devotee sees only good even if there isn't any. He finds something. And the lowest devotee sees only fault in everyone except himself. So be careful what you look for. Be careful which doors you knock on. If you knock on the door of the temple, they'll say, come in. If you knock on the door to the whiskey shop, please come in. Right? The brothel, you know, whatever the door will open. And ask and you shall receive. Be careful what we pray for. Because even if we're not praying like exactly, oh my dear Lord, but we're just thinking, oh, I want that. Oh, it would be nice to have that car. That's... Krishna records, and then we end up working hard to get the thing, and then when we get it, we're not happy with it. It can't... Even now the scientists are telling people this happiness you get from new things is very short-lived. Right? New clothes, new haircuts. But we're driving from Juhu, and, you know, there's so much advertising and so many shops. Fashion. All kinds of fashion. Right? It's a big Maya. So, you know, you have to have all so many different clothes, so many different shoes. They're telling people now you should have many wristwatch for different occasions and an eyeglass. Not just one to see, you know, but you have to have many different designer ones and sunglasses, you know, for daytime, for the club, for the work, for, you know. When I was young, people didn't want to wear glasses. It was, you know, they'd say he's a bookworm or something, you know. And they said, boys don't make passes at girls that wear glasses. And I knew one girl in Japan, and she's a devotee now, but she had the contact lens. And I knew, you know, why. And she, no, the doctor said I can't wear glasses, you know. Now she wears glasses. Because she thought that it won't be attractive. But now they buy glasses with no glass. It's just 100, so many crore or something, you know, you can win. If somebody wins $1 million, that means that 100 million were put in. 100 million was lost, you know, in order for you to get the million. It's not like it just was produced out of the ATM, you know. Like the ATM's just printing out money or something. Some, because in the previous life you had some good credits, but it all come back. But people don't understand. So we have duty, you know, we want to spread this knowledge. We want to give the holy name especially. Because when people are so contaminated, they can't understand much. But if they can just chant, if they're just blissful kirtans, and people hear the kirtan, and Prabhupada especially liked when everybody put their hands up and dance and jump, you know. That was Prabhupada in the beginning, he did this, what they called it, the Swami step. He did a program at Stanford University. You know that one, right? In Americans. The Harvard of the West Coast. It's because Mr. Stanford, he was not upper class, you know, like whatever In America, they have that also a different way. So they wouldn't let his son into Harvard. So he made Stanford University. He was so rich. In a railroad or something. And that's considered one of the best in the world. So Prabhupada was doing it, you know. So the newspaper said, the Swami step. And all the devotees did that, you know. But always had their hands up. Then Prabhupada was... One Mataji from India came. She was some kind of a guru. And she was dancing and there was kirtan. And Prabhupada started jumping up and down. It was the first time. And I don't know who it was. Got on the phone calling all the temples, Prabhupada is jumping, Prabhupada is jumping. And then everybody was jumping. Because everybody was young, and like you guys, and so they loved the jumping, you know. But one devotee, he was young, he is Ribadi Nanda, and he became a Swami. He was the cousin of Vishnujan Swami. He said, you know, there was kirtan, and Prabhupada was jumping and jumping, and he couldn't keep up. And he was thinking, can't keep up with this man. And Prabhupada was 70-something, you know. 74 at that time or something. So it was quite amazing. Inspired everybody. But jumping and with your hands up, it's what's required. I'm supposed to stop now. So thank you very much. I found the audiences here, you know, you can only speak according to the audience. Sometimes you almost just... You look out and everybody's like... And sometimes it just... So it's nice to see that eagerness to hear that. That's all that's needed. And then whatever you hear, you want to share it in your own way. The essence is always there. Just spread the holy name. The more we think about how to spread the holy name, the mind will become peaceful and self-controlled. It's a big thing now, stress, right? I don't know. They have that in Bombay? Yes. That was the main line for selling books in America. You've heard of stress, right? Oh, yeah. This will help you. Now the biggest anxiety in America is loneliness. They say loneliness is producing all kinds of physical diseases. They won't come out of their room. They have in Japan, they call a disease Wakai Byo, it's called young people disease. They won't come out of their room. Mother just puts food outside the door or something, and they just don't want to face the world, but they have thousands of friends. So, it's a... Why should we be lonely? Krishna's in the heart. I wrote an article once for our devotee care on loneliness, and then a devotee in London, Gauridas, he said, you should write again about lonely in the ashram. And I thought about it. I haven't done it yet. I got really boggled. But I looked up lonely in the Vedabase, and it's very rarely there. And when it was, it said, such and such sage went to a lonely place so he could meditate. It's like, good. And Prabhupada, why should you be lonely, you know? But because that's the way we are. We have an invisible shield, you know. And we're afraid of people. We're afraid to get close. We're afraid to expose ourselves, you know. But Krishna knows everything already. So the kirtan brings everyone together. Nobody judges anybody in the kirtan. Nobody thinks of... Who is this low-born, you know? And who is this guy that never went to the university? You know, nobody thinks like that. After the kirtan, we might. You know. That's why we encourage more kirtan. More kirtan. Nityam Bhagavat, to say, you know, Satatam Kirtayantoma. Keep chanting. Keep the mind, you know, under control. So I'm supposed to go somewhere quite far away soon. Baladeva be anxious. Thank you very much. And the day, it's early. You can chant all day. Go out and chant. Everybody's waiting to hear the kirtan and see the devotee. Anywhere, I've been in many countries, and everybody likes kirtan. Everybody likes to see the devotees dancing. A few people don't like demons. They don't like. But Arjuna said that, so we shouldn't be surprised. You know? But most people like it very much. And it's purifying the atmosphere of the planet. India, we see a lot of changes in India because more and more devotees keep chanting, more and more Bhagavad Gita's are going out, more and more temples, and the atmosphere, the vibration is coming up and it's changing many things. So we need to spread that around the world. Prabhupada said, look what one Indian did by going out. Everyone born in India has a duty to go and spread this kirtan. Not to go to America. Prabhupada, when he preached to the Indians in America, he said, you didn't come here to make money. Krishna didn't let you come here just to make money. He wants you to spread Krishna consciousness. He wants you to preach. Of course, they came to get money, but they're getting it. But if they don't use it for Krishna, then it's just a ticket to the graveyard. Buy a big ticket, you know, nonstop. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Vamsidas Babaji ki jai. Sri Raghunandana Thakur ki jai. Radha Gopinath Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Let us thank His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj by three times loudly chanting. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj ki jai. So the next program is Kirtan.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Nishatarane Krishna. చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివసాది గౌర భక్త హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే
సబ్ బోలియె హరే కృష్ణ హాత్ ఉఠాయే ఊపర్ దోనో హాత్
కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే రామ 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 హరే కృష్ణ